Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. India's Information and Broadcasting Minister announced the AstraZeneca vaccine has been approved, making it the first to be given the green light for emergency use in India. Indian drug regulators have yet to announce dosage and other details, but the country is holding rehearsals today and is expected to begin a mammoth immunization program later this month. Sushmita Palak has more from Mumbai.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is the first vaccine to get regulatory approval in India. The government says it aims to inoculate 300 million people by August. India's Serum Institute, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, has been mass-producing the AstraZeneca vaccine. The company has said it'll be able to make 100 million doses a month by March, and that half of all its shots will go to India. Indian regulators are also evaluating Pfizer's vaccine, but its ultra-cold storage requirement is likely to be a challenge in India. The AstraZeneca vaccine only needs normal refrigeration. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
To China now, where the foreign minister is repeating a controversial claim in a joint interview with Xinhua News Agency and other state media outlets. He said the coronavirus pandemic began in several parts of the world, not just in China. And he said the claim was backed up by increasing amounts of research. The BBC's Michael Bristow has more.
The foreign minister is the most senior Chinese official to repeat this controversial claim, a theory that's been constantly pushed in China to counter international criticism of Beijing's handling of the pandemic. Mr. Wang said increasing amounts of research suggested the pandemic was caused by separate outbreaks in multiple parts of the world. No one yet knows how the virus began, but the World Health Organization says the first cases were detected in the Chinese city of Wuhan. And that's where WHO scientists are this month beginning their investigation into the origins of the coronavirus.
BBC's Michael Bristow. 2020 turned out to be a good year for the stock market, something perhaps unforeseen back in the spring. NPR's Scott Horsley reports major indexes ended the year at or near record highs.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed out the year more than 7% higher than when 2020 started. The broader S&P 500 index jumped more than 16%. Those gains come despite a stomach-churning March when the coronavirus took hold in the U.S. and sent stock prices into freefall. Since bottoming out in the spring, both the Dow and the S&P have soared around 70%. Much of the gain was driven by big technology stocks like Netflix and Amazon that profited from Americans' stay-at-home lifestyle during the pandemic. In recent days, though, beaten-down travel stocks have also gained, suggesting investors anticipate relief from lockdowns on the horizon. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. A federal judge has rejected a last-minute claim that Vice President Pence can ignore Electoral College votes for Joe Biden. The judge said Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert and other Republicans did not have standing to bring their lawsuit. Congress is to finalize the results of the election on Wednesday, the process normally ceremonial, but it will be closely watched because a number of Republicans have said they will object. Democrats say they are not giving up their effort to boost pandemic relief checks to $2,000. Senate Republicans blocked the move during a New Year's Day vote that also saw the Senate complete the override of President Trump's veto of a huge defense policy bill. The new Congress is to be sworn in tomorrow with control of the Senate still a question mark ahead of Tuesday's runoff elections in Georgia. A winter storm has been dumping snow, sleet, and freezing rain on parts of Oklahoma and Texas. Jessica Gallagher reports that travel warnings have been posted across several regions.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has declared a state of emergency for 39 western and central Oklahoma counties. This after a winter storm dumped ice and snow across a large portion of the state. Nearly 20,000 businesses and homes have lost power, mostly in Oklahoma and Cleveland counties. Travel is being discouraged by the Department of Transportation. Up to 6 inches has been reported in the Oklahoma City metro area. Southwestern Texas is also being hit hard. Forecasters say up to 18 inches could accumulate in higher elevations in the region. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Oklahoma City.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.